Okay, so the project kind of came together. Initially, the Arts Centre here in Mayfield developed the link with Nicaragua kind of at their request. They were getting some funding from Trocra and they wanted to know other Irish people and specifically people working in community arts. So Trocra put us in touch with each other. So we've had a link for the last four and a half years. So we've had various exchanges both here and in Nicaragua. So our project has kind of expanded a lot. Last summer we had a group over from Nicaragua participating in the Festival of World Cultures. So this time we have an extra partner with a group of artists from Colombia, from an art centre there. I'm going to get drills in the background from the work going on in the courtyard. Yeah, so it's really nice that the project is broadening out and there's a really nice exchange of different skills and working with different art materials. The young people involved in the project are very focused on the themes and issues that they've been exploring. They've been looking a lot at the Millennium Development Goals, as well as the young people exploring their own personal dreams and goals and kind of thinking about if the world's government goals are the same as young people's goals, and they've been questioning, looking at what their own countries are doing to achieve the goals, and we're hoping through the whole programme that there's just a wider public awareness about issues of equality and inequality. So those themes are coming out really strong in the work that's being produced during the 3 weeks here. The groups are working in loads of different media, making 3D sculptures, large scale, big mural piece, working with graffiti and stencil art. So yeah, there's a great buzz of activity and creativity around.
And will much have much things appeared in Cork City, or are there plans to have more things in the city?
For 3 days between the 21st and the 23rd, there's going to be a lot of work around Emmet Place in the city centre. We're going to have a marquee set up and kind of like a contact point where the public can come, find out what's happening, look at the work around Emmet Place. Then we're going to have a bus connection between Emmet Place coming up through Mayfield and to the centre where we've been creating all the work, where there'll be people can see the mural, sculpture, and we'll have exhibitions of different parts of the work on show as well.
There already is like a lot of murals around Mayfield, isn't there?
Yeah, on those 3 days and any day that people care to come, but particularly in those 3 days we're going to be inviting people to go from the centre at Ennismore to walk around Mayfield. We'll have a map and a guide for the murals that have been created in Mayfield as well, but they're there year around, so you don't have to wait for the 3 days to see them or think you've missed it if you're not here for the 3 days.
And when did the first mural go up in Mayfield, and also then how was it accepted by the community?
The first mural was painted first in September 2002 when we had a group of artists from Nicaragua came and worked with young people from Mayfield. So they created the first mural. After they left, we continued on with the mural project and explored a lot of children's rights through mural art. So we have 12 murals around Mayfield now. We had lots of questions when we were looking for sites for the murals. We did a lot of door-to-door visiting, talking to families, talking to the parents of kids who've been involved in the project. Most of the walls are in gable ends of houses. People were concerned about the possibility that the murals would get vandals, or that it would just attract vandalism to the wall itself, or that people would graffiti on the wall, or yeah, people had concerns. But since the murals have gone up, they've been up for over 2 years now, and none of them have been touched, and they're within reach. People could easily damage them if they wanted to, but I think because the kids who created the murals all live nearby them, they're looking after them, there's a respect for the work that the children, young people have done, so it's really nice. People were really, really dubious about how it was going to work and how they were going to survive, but 2 years on.
And how would you like the project to develop, or what other things would you like to see coming out of it?
This is the longest exchange we've had, having young people together for 3 weeks. So there's been a lot of opportunity for interaction and for us to talk to the young people as well about their ideas, And I guess up to now, the Art Centre has taken a bit of a lead in proposing projects and writing to get funding for them or whatever. And I think I would like, as an outcome from this project, that we really get the ideas of the young people and they come up with the ideas of the next project they'd like to do, where they want to do it, how they want to do it. Yeah, so I hope that that will be a follow-up, that the young people themselves will come up with an idea, and could happen in Nicaragua, could happen in Colombia, could happen somewhere else in Ireland.
Sorry, has this project started to influence other projects around the rest of Cork and Ireland, where people are more community groups are doing murals?
Well, Lairgus has part funded this project. They funded the flights, 70% of the flights. They've funded like food accommodation and a lot of the activity costs. They're very interested in our project because there's not many other youth organisations in Ireland that are linking with countries in Central or South America. So through the Lairgus network, we've got to share our project quite a lot. We made a video piece with young people after last summer when they did the project with the Nicaraguans. So quite a lot of people have got to see that video and got ideas from it. And recently a lot more people have been making inquiries about the artists from Nicaragua visiting their projects. So yeah, there's potential for a lot more to happen. And there's been things happened, like our artists have gone and worked with a school, with local schools, to do murals and to do projects. So bit by bit it's spreading.
Excellent. And if people want to find out more about it, is there a website they can check out? Or
yeah, the Art Centre website is www.mayfieldarts.org. Okay. There's some information up there on it.
Okay, well thanks very much, and just say it's such a wonderful project, and it's beautiful to see all the work that's gone on and the projects that are just in kind of midlife at the moment. It really is something special, so thanks very much.
Thanks for coming to talk to us.